dead.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Craft Beer is Dead. I am one of your hosts, Bree the Pint-Sized Traveler, accompanied by...
I'm Chris Face, and we have another person here with us today.
We do! We're so excited! You wanna tell him who it is?
Why don't we let him introduce himself?
You wanna introduce yourself?
just some dude from Home Depot.
Yeah!
You may have seen his viral
videos.
That was
a Mexican joke.
He's like,
All right, so we're clearing that immediately. Cool. I'm glad we're getting that.
They told me they were bringing me on $15 an hour. They said there was drywall to install. I see no drywall.
Oh, so. I can't wait to add that dunk dunk yeah. dunk 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 in yeah. post right now. It's gonna be so fun.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
I'm Antonio, or as the internet knows me, Wart Wrangler.
Yeah, and not to like jump on that, but if you haven't been following his profile and stuff, like he's
you're lame.
Yeah, you're super lame.
Where
you
the
suck.
Fuck are you?
Just turn us off right now. Yeah. We don't really want to be affiliated with you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, man, it's been super fun. I know we've like bantered back and forth on there for quite some time, so it's super awesome to me to be able to finally get to see a face to a name. Even though we won't show that face if you don't want to hear that's gonna come. But no, pleasure meeting you, man, and we can't thank you enough for being on here so far. So.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I really appreciate you folks giving a shit to talk. So it's fun. Like I said, I feel like a goddamn princess. I pushed back this like later, and then all the variables around is just doesn't help my case because I'm drinking a pumpkin spice latte.
Yo.
It's not even. Yeah, and it's iced. I had apple cinnamon muffin with it. I'm pretty sure, like, I'm the whitest girl you know now.
Oh, my fucking God. That's hysterical. Yeah. I mean, you're not helping your case, definitely. I definitely thought it was a beer, and now you just outed yourself on that. So I appreciate your honesty thoroughly, thoroughly, though.
100%. I have to. If I'm not honest, life's just lame when you're just not honest.
Yeah, man.
I have to.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I make the joke all the time because, like, you know, with you being in the industry, like, I get two sides of me who's very excited about this time of year every year because one, fest beer season, super love them.
Yeah.
Two, I'm basic as fuck.
Such a basic bitch.
Dude, I love everything pumpkin.
Such a basic bitch.
Oh man,
every
I can't wait for every
year.
Latte beer and every pumpkin beer.
Everything.
It's going to be so good.
Oh, I love it.
Just giddier for like 2 months of the year just because he gets his fix.
Yeah,
and
I walk
he's
around
just...
like a little princess. It's great.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I love that.
Y'all get along just fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to say just like maybe one more latte order away from ordering Ugg boots. Like just one more. I'm on the fence.
Bro, lean into it.
I want to do it just to blow my friend's mind.
Oh, my God. If we get them custom made and your like logo on the top of them and shit, I mean...
Those would be fire. I would rock
cool.
the hell out of those. Yeah, Ugg, if anybody from Ugg is listening, I will proudly rock those.
I mean, you got over 20,000 followers now. If they're not looking for people like you, I don't fucking know what they're doing.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm just another white girl with 20,000 followers. So
did you celebrate the should be all big about 20K? That. Did you crack a beer? Anything special?
Yeah, I think I did actually. I did. I cracked a beer. I wanted to do like a fun giveaway, but I never got around to it because like right around that time, there's just so much crap going on.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't have a chance to, but, I was super, I don't know. It just feels weird. It feels weird. Like just what it all became and like doing all this stuff.
Seriously. All right, let's start. Let's open a beer. Let's start from the beginning, if you don't mind. We'll give just, you know, a brief, just overall how it started and everything. You know, you're drinking your pumpkin spice basic bitch.
Can we trade, though?
Seriously, he genuinely fucking would right
now.
Not even kidding. We just have some resident culture. We got some lightning drops, IPA. Nice 6.5%.
I'm looking forward to it.
Give a little... You know,
so we're gonna do our nerdy thing and pour these out, but yeah, man, like
if
natural
you
segue. That was
tell
like
your story.
Going into
fucking hear
why are you so busy? What are you doing
what
with
you
your
doing?
Life, man?
Yeah, yeah. So it's wild, man. The page, it all got its start. I was just a salty person in the beer industry and just had to just make some jokes and just to pass the time and really just to kind of like transfer like my anger energy, I guess. And but I feel like it let me it just let me transform more as a person and truly progress, I guess, as a person, just because there's different things that, you know, I think I just see things differently, I guess, after doing all this stuff.
How so?
And getting out my frustration. Just simplifying it all is I don't feel so salty anymore. Huh. I feel like now that I can empathize and there's other people that are in the same boat that have like that's gone through the same shit. I don't feel so salty after all this stuff. And I definitely know back in the day the page was like a little rougher on the edges, a little meaner. And
was it always memes?
It was always memes. Right? It was always memes. It was just always like, yeah, very that. And like it was just different things though. There was a point where there was people's HR from these bigger brewers over here in San Diego pulling all their employees in the office and going, is this you? Did you start this? We don't want you associated with this. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty badass, dude.
Oh my God.
it was getting scary for a second.
Wow. You had to fucking laugh though once you heard that was a question.
It was fun.
You're like,
once I heard though, someone was like almost in trouble. I started like a little group chat that was like everybody that's been accused of being the wart wrangler or whatever. So then we all just like talked and just had it. I just wanted to just kind of get the down low and stuff. But it started off as just memes and it grew into, I mean, I always wanted to go on stage, be a stand-up comic, and it gave me the courage to actually get at it and work at it. And so that kind of came from it. Now it's like it's formed into doing fun like merch stuff and doing, you know, it let me kind of grow like the graphic design stuff that I do. I work with like multiple breweries on like and other brands too. Like right now I'm working with this new seltzer brand coming out like that. Just kind of really.
You are making the logo? You made that?
Yeah, like labels, logos, and like running their media and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like a lot of the behind the scenes stuff.
What the fuck? Because
what was cool about Wart Wrangler was. What's up?
What the fuck do you not do? Like graphic design is hard as hell.
My taxes, because I tax evade. I'm just kidding.
Allegedly.
Hell yeah. Drink beer. Evade taxes. That's what I say, folks.
Sure. Now, can you put that on a t-shirt and I'll buy it?
Yeah, taxes theft.
That's so funny.
No, but anyway. It grew into so much more because, like, I saw, like, the cool connections I was making in the industry and, like, meeting these amazing people, like, in the community. And I didn't want any of that to go to waste. I'm like, okay, I'm in this to... I'm making everybody, you know, like enjoy it and laugh at the page. And that really felt super good. It felt really, really cool, heartwarming, having all these like messages like, oh, my day was shitty. And now like I was looking at your stuff and it was really cool. It was cool to see that. And I can't beat around the push either. I can't be this like jackass of like, oh, I just want to see people happy. Like I do. I really enjoy it. But let's be honest, folks, everybody loves a little self-validation. So...
I mean, every now and then, yeah.
Absolutely.
Every now and then, it is. It feels cool. It feels cool to like provide something that people enjoy, and that. I mean, yeah, like
it fuels the fire.
I never want to be. I guess that's where I I was like another lesson learned. Like I think when I first started, I used to have like almost like a little influencer war because I used to like make jokes and stuff, and like, but. Like, it was never out of, like, pure hatred. I just wanted to make people laugh and have
fun with it.
What
do you mean influencer war? Like, were you, like, you against the influencers?
Yeah, there was a couple influencers that really pissed off.
Really?
But
that's hysterical.
Yeah, a couple of
them. How
long
ago
was that?
But
then there was, that was, because the page is going on 3 years in October. So about 3 years ago.
And that's really fast growth, too. That's remarkable.
I'm still just blown away by it.
Seriously. And not like being offensive, but like you're a guy too. It's hard. Like, you know, it's hard to accumulate a following being a guy on social media.
Especially one who's not really showing who he is.
Seriously.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just like the brand being the brand.
And then 100%. When I do, everyone's like, holy shit, he's that hairy. Like
that you're that young. Honestly, that was my first actual.
What did you picture?
I swear to God, I was picturing like a 45 to 50 year old white guy.
Yeah.
That was just a great sense of humor and over, like, just something happened, you know?
Extremely
overweight.
Something
happened to him that he was like, you know what? Fuck this. And just started painting, you know? It's just the picture you paint, you know?
I pictured like a Hayes bro who's like so smart that he gets it. Where he's like, I love this. But also, this is dumb as shit.
Like, our whole industry is a joke. All of this?
Yeah.
I love the fact that, like, yeah, everybody, it's like always one of my favorite things to ask people, like, who do you think it was?
Hell yeah.
And yeah, it is like a lot of these different answers, but no one ever just says, oh, just some brown kid from the Inland Empire. Like, no one ever thought. And then I moved to San Diego, and that's kind of how I got into this. That's how I got to know a lot more. Like insides and back and stuff, and kind of like see a lot more. It opened my eyes up to like the bigger industry, because I was literally in small, like, you know, well, Riverside's not that, it's a pretty big county, but the brewery scene is pretty small there. And like once I went to San Diego, I got to like learn a lot more. But yeah, no, that was back on that the influencer like war stuff. It was like
I do want to hear
actually
more
it's
about
funny
this.
One of them that I was like we were like. Bashing like back and forth or just angry at each other. We actually ended up becoming like really cool friends. And so
watch it, Dally. Isn't that who you're thinking?
I'll leave that one as a surprise because we're supposed to be doing a podcast coming up here.
It's fucking
Allie. But...
It's so fucking Allie.
Well, I'm gonna have to allegedly. Do you realize how much work you're making me in post right now?
It's so.
It was that, but
that's hysterical.
But other than that, like, I guess that's what I was tying it back into is like, it's like at the end of the day, we were different people. And I was thinking about like, why was I like beefing with them? And it's just like, oh, it's like every human has their own like this weird expectation in their head. And when other people don't meet that expectation, that's what causes like anger and stuff like that. And nowadays it's like, okay, now it's like, I understand like, okay, this person is this way. And that's cool. That's that's how they are. Good for them. Hell yeah. Like, that is what makes them feel good. That's what makes them feel validated. And that's when I, like, yeah, like I said, going back to the validation thing, it's like, oh, okay. Like, this is, we all have our own thing going on. And there's no reason to truly shit on each other and be mean to each other over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it took like, yeah, like, and that's kind of where I was with that. But I'm like, I'm happy for it. I'm happy for like the struggles in my brain and kind of with the page, and because there was a point it got on Worst Beer Blog, people like thought I was this like sexist asshole and everything.
Oh, no way.
And it's just like, yeah, I was like, no, man, I'm just a dude that just him here for the laughs. Like that's it was never this crazy.
Did you lose followers when you went on Worst Beer Blog or gain them? Because it could always go.
Gain them because people did their research and realized like, oh,
you're not
a
piece
of
shit.
Brewer.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did their research and they knew they figured it out quick. And I mean, that's why after, you know, all this being anonymous for a while. And then I'm like, you know what? Like, and I started with a brewery, too, that embraced. Even the brewery before still kind of embraced it, too. Hmm. But once I got to this newer brewery, they're just like, yeah, like let's do this. Like you know, like they basically just embraced the whole thing. And I was like, what do I have to hide? Like, I've never, you know, I got nothing to worry about. Because, you know, we all know there's stuff in the industry that has happened. It's been a tense time.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like, what do I have to worry about? I have like I have awesome friends and awesome people. So that's why I just like came out with it, who I was. And
how long ago was that? When did you become unanonymous again? It wasn't like that long ago, right?
It was like a weird mixture because I did like an event and people met me there. I did a couple, actually. And it was kind of always that one thing of, like, my friends wouldn't, like, shut up. So, like, I would just be at a brewery minding my own business. And then, like, they get all drunk. Like, dude, this guy's Wart Wrangler. And then, like, turns into that. Yeah. And they're just like, oh, dude. Like, yeah. Like,
that's
I was never.
So funny.
Yeah. I could never be that guy either of, like, walking in the building of, like, do you know who I am? Like, that's so stupid.
Should do, like, an opposite day one day where you just walk around to all the breweries doing that, like, in a giant robe or whatever.
Oh, God. And that's all it takes, one day for everybody to figure out.
That's when you lose everyone.
Fuck this guy. Yeah. Oh, man.
Now, was that was that an awkward conversation with the new brewery you're working with? Like, did they already know when you were joining on?
Or
was
they already knew.
Okay, because
it was interesting. The way it worked out was we were all going out for drinks one night with some other friends of mine from another, like, brewery. They introduced me to them, and they pretty much just approached me about it. And, like, because they introduced me to them as, like, Wart Wrangler or whatever.
Okay.
So they were, like, laughing, and they're like, oh, dude, like, wow, like, we were just, like, talking, had all these, like, conversations, and they're just like, you know, like, we were just wondering if you, like, would like, be willing to give it a shot over here and stuff.
Wow.
And then we set up, like, a formal interview process and everything, and then, within, like, 2 weeks, I was, like, already, they were just like, yeah, let's do it. And then, that's kind of how
I would do it. Seemed like it helped your case.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It was fun. It was. I'm at Resident Brewing in downtown San Diego. So, lots of fun brewing in front of homeless people that are tweaking out.
Sweet.
It's a good time. It's a really nice brewery. It's really cool. We're inside of this place called The Local, and it's, like, awesome, like, food, and it has full bar and everything. But it is down, as with downtown everywhere, you know. There's always.
You got some savory characters, yeah.
Absolutely. So what's your watering hole there? Where are you going if you're not at a brewery?
In downtown or in San Diego in general?
Yeah, either.
Depends. If I'm trying to get into trouble that night, going to Livewire in San Diego is, like, this, like, really cool, just wild atmosphere. You could have a tweaker come up to you and just blabber on, but it's really packed with people and it's a good time. Yeah, if it's not
actually
brewery
a paid
wise,
it's yeah, their own
exactly.
house tweaker that they pay to.
The good thing about them is that, like, they're basically your, like, own choose your own adventure story. Because you'd be like, and then what happened? Like, well, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets weird.
Exactly. exactly. I'm trying to think other than that. I don't know. I don't really have, like,
a go-to. Are you more of a
brewery
guy, or are you, like, a cocktail?
I think, just because they're close. That's what's close to home for me, because I go to North Park Brewing all the time because it's right here. Or, you know, like, Original 40, my friends Mike Hess, they're all friends around here, so I just can't help it but there. But I think when it comes to bars, I always kind of, like, try to do it up, because there's, like, because, you know, if it's like I'm going to a bar, it's like, okay, I want to have, like, fun, like, I'll go
you're
to, like, Coin Op, which is it's like an arcade bar around here, or, like, there's this place called Bali High here, and it's like they make, like, I think it's, like, the world's strongest Mai Tai, because they don't use any juices or nothing. I don't know if it's a Guinness thing. Yeah, they put it on their menu like that. They just say with the world's strongest. You're only allowed to order 2 per person when you're there, too.
Oh, my God.
And
but don't you want to try it? I so genuinely. Just a sip.
Yeah.
Just a sip.
If you guys come to San Diego, I got to take both of you there. Like, we got to go there. It's right on the water, too. You're literally drinking
over
the water. Yeah, so, and they have the best drink. But, yeah, that's actually a place that I like a lot, because no matter what, you can take friends, you can take dates, you can take your kids, because, like, my daughter, like, they make really cool mocktails there. Well, I mean, everything's there.
Cool.
It's, like, it's a typical, you know, tropical, fruity place. So, like, you know, they can make all those, like, crazy mocktails and stuff. But,
hell yeah.
That sounds awesome. Put that fucking Mai Tai.
That sounds dope.
Put that fucking Mai Tai, though.
Hey, you mentioned the stand-up aspect, man. How long you been doing that?
Because technically I don't count the years in quarantine.
Right.
Gotcha.
that quarantine year. I would say right now I'm probably at around, give it or take, about a little under 2 years. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been doing it just I've been my I would consider like the home club for me over here is American Comedy Co. Always there.
Hmm.
I've had some great times there.
how many shows have you done? Or how many times have you? I don't know if you've called a show.
Oh, I don't even know anymore.
Oh, really?
It's that frequent? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You have to over here. You have to like a lot of the open micers, like we will hit ACC and then after American Comedy Co. there's another comedy club like right like a block away called Madhouse. Then you got to go there and do the same set again. Try to just keep getting better. I don't go to Madhouse as much as I should, though, after. I know a lot of the everybody else is... It's a weird mesh of people, because you... Like, the comedy scene is, like... it's this different kind of crowd. Because, you know, like, brewery scene, a lot of us are, like... In a way, like, I don't know, older, more tired, grumpy. Like, yeah, I got work in the morning. Like,
yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Over there.
I'm old and grumpy.
It's... Yeah. It's, like, over there, it's, like, you know, it's just... crazy, like we're just degenerates, and it's like I'm trying to be like a hybrid of both, but it's hard because like they go hard, they go till like, you know, doing I think the latest set I've ever done was like 1:45 in the morning.
Oh my god,
that's
and yeah, how was yeah, the crowd was though painful. Like would you like choose that crowd, or what's the good hour that they're not too fucked up and they're not answering back or like actually trying to like add
honestly,
to your set?
It's always all over the place, but I would have to say my personal favorite time to go up, like, let's just say it's Tuesday night at American Comedy Club. I love to go up around like 8:15,
yeah.
8:30. That's
that
when people
like
are, their drink is barely starting to kick in. Yeah. The energy's there. Yeah.
They haven't lost their souls yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Just enough to find you funny, but not enough to participate.
Just enough, yeah. Because it's like... You know, and if somebody killed, like, the energy's there, but it's like, because it's harder once you go later, and let's just say there was, like, five comics that went back-to-back
and
that
all
suck, and then it's up to you to, like, to get it up or something, and, it's hard, but I mean, we've all had our nights, we've all, you know, bombed, we've all, like, that's what I love, I love how, just fucking, it's just everywhere, it's all over the place, like, anything can happen, like,
right?
Jokes that killed last week might not get shit the next, and it's so scary to figure out the crowd.
So who's your favorite stand-up then? I need to gauge your full sense of humor.
That's actually a valid question. Yeah.
Right? Because
yeah.
I feel like it's probably, you're going to
be
close.
Right now, I mean, there's so many, I think. I have like different categories. Like right now, like the top dogs, I feel like for mainstream is obviously like Bill Burr,
oh, yeah.
Andrew Schultz. Are you guys fans of Andrew Schultz at all?
I haven't checked him out yet.
Mm-mm. Not sure.
Oh, he's a beast.
Right.
He's
Andrew, he's like, write him
real
down.
Beast. Yeah, Andrew Schultz. He's got a special on Netflix that sums up 2020 in the perfect way.
Oh, really? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. He's the most good-based comic, too. He shits on both sides equally, like politically.
Love
like he's
that.
He's really fucking funny. Him, another heavy hitter, I think, right now. Like, I'd have to say, like, Tom Papa and, of course, like... Like, those are, like, the classics. Big Greg Fitzsimmons guy. I love his podcast, too, Greg Fitzsimmons. Of course, he doesn't like Joe Rogan and all that. But then, like, you have, like, these other guys up and coming that, like, my friends that are... that I get fortunate enough to call friends, like, that I've met doing all this stuff. Like, you have to check out Nick Guerra. This guy is... fucking killing it. He got an HBO Latino special not that long ago.
Oh, damn. Nice, man.
Wow.
Yeah. There's just guys like that I look up to. His crowd work is intense. Like, because that just, your act is so diverse and different every single day because, you know, you're just really feeding off the crowd and know what to do with it. Yeah, like there's all these different dudes. Joelberg Jimenez. We did shows together. We did some fun stuff. I don't know do you ever listen to Kill Tony?
Mm-mm.
It was like a podcast. It's a live podcast. Still going on with Tony Hinchcliffe. Joe Rogan was always on it. They have guest comics. It's basically a panel of comics, and they have open micers come up, do a minute set, and then they pretty much interview them afterwards, which could turn into them just shitting on them for like
awesome.
Just fucking a long time. And they have a band on the show, and Joel was the drummer on the band. He's known for the Mexican drum off. You can look that up. He's
all right.
And
putting
if
that down
of,
too.
If, Yeah, if any of the comics ever say they drum or they used to drum, and then it turns into a crazy thing of like, like it's time for the Mexican drum off, and like Joel comes out in like a fucking golden thong leotard thingy, and just goes crazy. Just yeah,
that's like worth the
shows
are
wild. Yeah, the shows are so wild. They're, if you go to one, Kill Tony, like they go all over the place. If it's in your town, go. It's like the most wild shit you're ever gonna see. You're not gonna see a comedy show like that ever again. I'm talking like they will ask like extremely obese people to take off their shirt and start doing jumping jacks and stuff. It gets wild. It gets super wild.
Kind of sounds like Eric Andre for a second as you're kind of like, yeah, the nakedness, like, and the kind of interaction, I guess.
Oh, you have to. You just got to be ready for it. Anything can happen.
That's funny.
Like, I don't know. You'll just be there one day, and then they'll just be like, they'll just be interviewing him, and like, oh, hey, so when's the last time you were with a girl? And just like, I wasn't. I've never been with a girl before. And then like, they'll just like, yeah, he's
like,
is there any woman here in the, yeah, is there any woman here that wants to give this man his first kiss? And if there's always a girl that's like, hell yeah, and then it turns into a wild, crazy time every
that's
time.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
It could get a lot darker than that, so good for him for just going like, let's give him a kiss.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. No, they'll do anything. Like, I don't know. You'll see. My friends have been on it. Like one of my friends, they asked him to call his mom and ask his mom if she thought he was gay. And like,
oh, yeah, man, like honestly, it was,
and she comes out, she's like, oh, finally, honey, is this you, Tally? Are you finally? Yeah. And he's like, mom, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, like it was
been married for 3 years.
Exactly. Turns into a heartwarming experience. Yeah. It's okay.
Did Stacey finally have the talk with you too? We've been talking.
Yeah, no, it gets wild. There's no boundaries there. Like anything could happen on that show. But yeah, so if it's ever in your town, you have to go to it.
Hell yeah, man.
Deal.
How was your first set?
Yeah.
Flop my first set ever?
Yeah.
First set ever. I bombed. I froze. I ate shit. I just kept, you must have thought I was like some kind of like religious. I just kept saying, Jesus Christ. Like, I bombed. I bombed so fucking hard.
Were
I forgot
friends
all my
there?
Jokes.
Like, did they also say you
no,
bombed?
No, friends.
It was you. You just went.
My fiance was there. I'm pretty sure she was just sinking in her seat. Because it was even, what made it even worse was I was getting pity claps and stuff. They were like, because that's the San Diego crowd here. We're not like, like L.A. or Boston or, like, you know, they're meaner crowds.
They won't boo you off
the stage. They will, yeah. They will throw phone books at you. They will do some shit. Here, yeah, like, the San Diego crowd's very, like, come on, buddy.
You got this.
That's really fun.
You can do it.
What a great place to start then, because that probably is what makes a lot of people give up, is that if you do bomb the first one, like if you were in New York City and they get the fuck off the stage, you're like, all right, I'm done.
If you feel great there, though, then all of a sudden going somewhere else, you're just like, why are you so mean?
You're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly. No, I've already made it a rule, too. I need at least another year of doing this before I even attempt the East Coast at all.
Right.
Before I even attempt an open mic or something.
Savages.
Over there. Yeah.
That's
I've heard
so
stories.
Funny.
I have heard the phone book story, throwing a phone book at him. I'm like,
what
was that for?
Jesus, read
it.
It's got better material.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, that's pretty funny. Do you think they just held on to it specifically for if the comedian sucked?
Could have. Something.
Just waiting,
waiting with the line, waiting with the like geared up. They're like, all right. Your ass is gross.
Yeah, no, they were, they are some like characters over there. But yeah, I'm actually getting ready to go to New Orleans or Nolens. Nolens.
When are you going?
Like trying to go October.
Okay, nice.
I'm trying to. Yeah,
I hope
we're
they're
planning
doing
around
right
there.
Out of hurricane season. I know. I think it's literally like as we're speaking.
It's hitting
right
them
now.
As we're talking.
Like, as
right
we're
now.
Talking.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, so trying to hit there and hopefully everything goes. But yeah, I'm like I'm in the middle of like I want to line some stuff up. I really want to try to like squeeze at least a show over there or like
Damn.
You know get on something. And then I don't know, maybe some fun brewery stuff. I don't know yet.
That'd be cool, man.
Yeah.
So,
Comedy
is the goal then? Like, is it's beer or I mean, is comedy the goal?
I guess like the goal of like the pay, I guess you could say.
Your
whatever you want to do with your life.
Yeah, like
man.
With what yeah. you really truly want to.
I think if I woke up tomorrow doing exactly what I wanted to do, it would be doing comedy and also running a multimedia company like that specifically helps out with breweries, I think. Like,
interesting.
And to have like this cool like network and yeah, because I enjoy doing video and photo and like doing design, graphic design, designing merch. Wow. All things that like I've just really, really come to enjoy. I guess that's like the long-term goal in general of like the beer career, because like I do enjoy, I mean, I love everything of it. Milling in, I love every aspect of it. Even the soreness, the pain. It's just, obviously it's like that pride, right? You know, yeah. like from just a long day of work. And
yeah,
yeah,
you earn that shitty lower
yeah.
back.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So then out of all the facets of the beer industry, that would be the one, if you could be with it to retirement, it would be more on like the media side.
Yeah.
And interesting.
Yeah, I think
very
so.
Cool.
'Cause I got to be honest with myself. I have like rheumatoid arthritis. I have autoimmune, and I'm good for now. Like I've been, you know, I had a rare kidney disease for a little while.
Oh shit.
And I'm in remission though now. So I've just been doing, appreciate it. Yeah, I've just been doing, just trying to make better decisions on my health. I dropped weight and just trying to do, you know, even if it was a shitty, you know, Labor Day at work, I still try to go to the gym, get at least a swim in. The swim is like the minimum I try to get out of me, get like a swim out of it, just staying healthier. But yeah, I'm honest with myself. I know come like, you know, probably towards those 50s or something, it's not going to be so easy to tighten tri-clamps and stuff. So
absolutely.
Yeah, man, bang over.
This career has a finite time period to it for sure. And especially like, I'm like happy to hear that aspect of it too, because a lot of people have a really hard struggle with a work-life balance of trying to offset, you know, what this industry can do to you too, man. With like around being beer all the time, like heavy lifting, heavy labor, all that kind of stuff. It's not easy for a lot of people to like to realize you got to offset that by doing some other stuff outside of it.
Yeah, people. It's like a lot of us do have to think long term. I mean, so some of us are going to be beasts. So there's some people out there that can still probably go to like age 70 and still mill grain and be totally fine.
But
there's people
who
got those
kick ass
genetics. Some people have kick ass genetics. That's not me. My mine are not there. You know, there's some brewers are built different. You know, like I mean, well, brewers in general, right? Like, we're built different. I got friends who burned 30% of their body and still finished their shift and kept going.
Yeah.
It's, you know? And like with me, like, I didn't feel appreciated last week. And guess who didn't go to counseling? That's right.
It's all perspective, man.
That was just me trying to piggyback off how tough my other friend was.
But
that's
I
all I got.
I wish
him
a speedy recovery.
Funny. Yeah.
Oh, this was years ago.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine now. He's brewing over at Fall Brewing Company. Another one you guys have to go to. That one's fucking good.
Deal. Man, you're giving us a
whole
fucking list.
Yeah, I got to get like a beer box or something for you folks over there.
Ditto.
Where
we got to send you some
stuff. Again?
We're actually we're over in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Oh, Disney World.
That's what everyone says.
Nothing. We
it's
want
not a, it's
nothing
not a trigger
to
point
do
at
with
all.
Disney. Yeah, it's not a trigger.
I'll,
we're fine.
I can
we don't
be like more
A-list.
Specific. Like that's one of my favorite Boy Meets World episodes. Remember
you
when
go?
I go to Disney World? That was a good one.
I mean, we gifted you Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. You're welcome. No big deal. That's what we should be known for.
Right. Like, it's funny how you go to musicians too. Like we're like my hometown. We gave the world Suicide Silence, death metal. Like
I'll take it.
When's the last time you were in Florida or Orlando? Even
I've never been.
Ever?
I've
really?
Never been to Florida.
No shit.
It's exactly what you think
I don't blame
it is.
You. Like trust me, there's like I would judge you if you came here all the time. Actually, but
I've been curious. I've been super curious though. I've been curious about traveling like more East Coast and stopping by like Florida and stuff like. Yeah, like, no, like, I mean, Backstreet Boys is something to be pretty proud of, I would say.
I will say, for every meth head we have wrestling an alligator, we also have a really good beer scene, too. So if you ever want to come
good.
Check that out.
That's good,
We can tour you around pretty
what
solid.
Else, what
so.
For every dipshit, there's
Riverside's
a really good lager.
Bad, I gotta say. There's a reason why I moved to San Diego, because Riverside is nothing. Oh, you know what we have? You know that, what's that one? What's that band, Evanescence? The one, Wake Me Up.
Yeah.
We had that lead singer, the girl singer. She came from Riverside.
There you go.
That's about all we got there.
I mean, there's no Backstreet Boys.
We have Bob Ross's resting place. That's what we have. Mm-hmm. And fucking Mickey Mouse. So.
It's fucking Mickey Mouse.
I mean, if you ever heard of it.
It's so sad. All I think of now with Mickey Mouse is like those horrible cartoons. Have you seen those on like YouTube? Like where they just portray Mickey as this like evil, or like South Park's, how they portray Mickey.
Yes, that one was funny as shit. Yeah, that one was super funny. And what's even more traumatizing is most guys that are his age that live in Orlando can do the eeriest representation of Mickey Mouse.
No.
It's so fucking cringe, and every single one of them can actually do it, and it's so good though. Like
they teach
it really sounds just
grade.
Like you can't pass third grade until you can do the cringiest fucking Mickey Mouse
division. Oh. You don't need that shit. You're in Florida.
It's so
make the
gross.
Mickey Mouse noise.
It's so gross. Everyone's gonna work for Disney.
I feel like that's like a dad flex too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, hey Henry, get over here. Make your Mickey Mouse noise. I don't want to, Dad. I said, fucking do it.
You do it, you get an Oreo. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, Belly. This is why we got a divorce. Your Mickey Mouse noise.
It's trash.
I don't
want to
hear your goofy impression. I want the Mickey Mouse.
Don't listen to the therapist. You are the reason.
Exactly. Don't listen. It's your fault 100%.
old wounds.
Old. Hell yeah.
Jesus Christ. There you
I love your
stand up.
Yeah. No, I just, you know, it's just, I'm not saying I don't trust people with the parents that, you know, that didn't have parents with a fucked up relationship, you know, but I'm just saying if your parents had a fucked up relationship, I kind of trust you a little more, you know?
Absolutely.
Kinda, and the same with like people that have been fat and then aren't fat anymore. I got an insane, like, it's just, you just trust them, right?
You're
just
absolutely.
Okay. I mean, you've seen some shit. You get it out.
Yeah. You know what? You know what it's like for life to suck.
More perspective. It's just, you're like, all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. You've seen some shit.
Yeah. No, like, because it's just, you know, you move to different cities, you meet so many people, and you want to start figuring out ways to filter shit down.
So wait, what city were you born in?
Riverside, California.
Really? That is where you were born.
That's dirty IE kid. There's literally, we got like a couple restaurants. We got some stuff, but yeah, no, definitely moved to San Diego honestly, I don't think Wart Wrangler would be where it's at without living in San Diego. It would not have happened at all. It was like, there's no chance. I needed the San Diego move, and it sparked me. It let me be around other people to like learn more shit. I met just other business owners, other brewery owners and stuff like that, like getting into there, you know, like, it's just funny because sometimes those jokes were about them, but they ended up like laughing at themselves, and like they were just like cool, like.
And then you respect them even more, and now there's a bond.
Yeah,
you're
and
good.
They gave me like advice and helping me out with stuff like that, and yeah, like that. Now I'm super stoked. Just like everything, like the merch stuff, I have a lot of fun with it. It is really cool side income.
Yeah,
It's let me do some really cool shit too.
I can't believe you designed it all. Did you know that about him?
Yeah.
Did you know that he designed? Like, obviously, we just assume then. You know, you gave an artist an idea and they made your logo and stuff. Like, I had no idea that it was full circle.
Yeah, I wouldn't make any money from it if I did it that
creative,
way. Right?
Yeah, that's amazing. Not a clue, huh?
Yeah, I had to. I've had a super fun time. It's let me, that merch is what helped me pay rent during this quarantine. All this shit happened. I was able to make bills happen, it gave me a good financial thing. And then the one cool thing that I was really proud of, I don't know if you folks heard about it. It was I came out with a shirt that said Live, Laugh, Lauder. And at first, it was kind of just a fun play for making fun of suburban mom culture and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But what was really cool, and I released it as that just for fun.
Yeah.
And then right around that, that's when, you know, the big uprising happened, you know, with all the rat magnet stories and stuff like that. And I saw so much shit was happening in San Diego. I'm like, well, fuck, like, what could I do? I can't really, I'm not going to sit here and bullshit and be all like, oh, I'm so sorry on behalf of all men. I'm not, I don't do that shit. I don't pander. Right.
Yeah,
I'm not about that. I just was like, what can I actually fucking do? And then I thought to myself, like, you think of your daughter in this situation, what would you want for her? And I was like, I want her to have some resources. And that's when I thought, okay. And I partnered up with someone really, really cool, Phyllis. She's a director of New Day Women's Center here in San Diego. And yeah, we partnered up and I ended up shifting all the profits from that shirt to providing free counseling for women. So even to this day right now, like, they have enough resources, like anybody in San Diego or in California in general, even if you're not in San Diego, you can virtually get a licensed therapist if you're a woman in the beer industry, and with New Day Women's Center. So like, it's for free completely. All you have to do is just walk in, say, hey, I'm with Women in Beer, boom, or contact them, say you're with Women in Beer.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, they can, for now, it's just California because that's where they're licensed.
A huge fucking portion of the industry is there. And most of the victims, you know, I mean, that's a big damn deal. That's amazing.
It was fun.
That's
something to be proud of, man.
Seriously.
It was super
cool.
Don't talk about it.
Like, you step the fuck up.
I feel proud of it, but the thing I'm more proud of is everybody else that pitched in, because it's not was just me, obviously. Like, I designed the shirt, I had fun with it, I pushed it out there, but then everybody actually fucking got together and and bought the shirt. It's like everybody, it was a whole beer community. It's like a big contribution, and that's what I fucking love about it. That's what I love about the industry and all that.
Yep, and social media. It's like knock it and do media. You know, both. There's two sides to it, and that's what did it for you too. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
Can't deny it.
And suburban moms. Shout out to the suburban moms. Right?
Thanks, Karen.
I make fun of you, but I love you, folks. Yeah. Keep also, doing what you do.
We need you.
Very much keep doing what you do.
It's hard to tolerate
we need
you, but we need you.
Just the other day, it made my day. I got out of my car. You know that transition thing? I don't know if girls do it too. Guys, we like, you know that transition period? You get home from work and you just sit there.
Yeah.
You sit there for like 15-ish minutes almost. Yeah. And
you maybe light something, inhale it. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And you, there was this suburban mom walking her kid. I would say walking her kid because he had a leash on.
Oh my God.
So you're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're completely
You know how
accurate.
It is, California. Yes. That's how it is in California. We put dogs in strollers and kids on leashes, baby.
So
that's what we
Orlando.
Do.
Is that a Pomeranian? What is that?
I was just sitting there, and then like she fucking yanked on him like a dog.
Oh my God!
Like, I literally think his name was like Tyler.
You go,
and then she's like, Tyler. I've had enough with your shit. Like, she was like, and
holy God.
She was so fucking angry. And then she looked up and saw I was there. And then she's like, let's go, honey. And it's okay. You were going to give your kid an ass beating. He's being a little asshole. Fucking kids.
Dude, my mom used to, she was a very abrasive person. When she saw that shit, she would bark at them very loudly. When I was growing up. So it made the most uncomfortable social situation ever.
But as I get older,
I'm realizing she's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny. Just bark at him, literally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that shit. That is fucking perfect. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't. I could never.
I mean, you're in the kingdom of kids on leashes and dogs in strollers, but we have our fair share. Don't get me fucking wrong.
Oh,
you came
yeah.
to this area in particular,
oh, yeah.
you would lose your fucking mind. It's so funny.
It's bougie
it's
as fuck.
So
I've heard,
funny.
Some good Florida stories, too, from.
Oh, my God.
From Alexandria.
Oh,
like, yeah. She's told me some shit.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure.
Hands down.
Hands down. And she's in Tampa, and that's some shit down there sometimes.
It's so weird.
Great beer, but the best stories. It's always that county. It's always Tampa.
Well, it's Orlando, Jacksonville, and Tampa, and it's just so crazy to me how different levels of crazy shit can exist without.
Yeah.
It's just so much.
You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. No, people got their golden spots.
But that's also why we live here. And that everyone says that. And then they're like, oh, well, we have a trip planned in a week to fucking Florida. And you're like, didn't you just share a meme about how Florida's a shithole 2 weeks ago? And it's like, everybody's like, well, I guess I'm you know, they got some nice weather down there. I guess we'll...
I'm not even going to try to defend this.
We'll go,
I know,
people watch and, you know, maybe go to Disney.
We have the Open Information Act, so that way, like, we're the only state, one of the only states that lets out all these weird news stories about people who have yet to be convicted or, like, accused of things.
Is that true?
That's why there's so many Florida stories.
Are you fucking serious?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so basically,
Open Information Act, like, that's not
even... I forget exactly what it's called, but essentially, it's an act that Florida has that says that until you've been charged, they can still, like, advertise what's happened to you.
That's
so they can be like, Florida man might have had sex with an alligator, and be like, well, he didn't, but
but the marketing on it
exactly.
is genius.
Yeah, so hence why we look like a bunch of fucking psychos down here. So but also, yeah. Every time I try to use
that
argument,
makes so much sense.
Every time somebody like hears me use that argument, they're just like, shut up, Florida guy. So yeah, it's bad.
It's not an excuse, it's an explanation.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
Oh, well, yeah,
well, the more you know.
So actually, I'm really curious to hear, you had a question for him that you were very excited about.
It was my icebreaker, but I mean, it's definitely still just fucking...
Because I don't even know what it is, so...
All right,
let's do this.
Fuck, marry, kill. Jar Jar Binks, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos.
Oh, damn.
Okay, I'm killing Jar Jar Binks. Why would I ever want to touch that?
Damn it!
Killing Jar Jar Binks.
She's the only person that's
one nighter with Bezos.
From the comedian, I mean, I thought he wouldn't be. He's the comedic relief in Star Wars. He's the funniest fucking character. He's the only funny character. Whatever. Anyway, continue.
I don't know.
Jar Jar
Binks, he might be... I don't trust him. He might be registered on Megan's Law. Like, that's just kind of... That's what I think. Like, all his weird little noises and everything. That is...
I'm putting that on a t-shirt.
I can't... Jar Jar Binks' picture registered on Megan's Law?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Jar Jar, like, I would not be, you know, surprised. Like,
I don't know what I thought you were going to say.
I got to just kill him.
I appreciate
him. Like, sorry, Jar Jar.
Fine.
Kind of like the movies, but you're not going to babysit for me. No, it's not happening.
God, no.
All right, you got fucking Mary now. So.
And then I'm definitely one-nighter with Bezos, for sure. One-nighter.
I just love his shiny head.
He's too closed up. I would just take him for... I would do the classic move of, like, let's, like, you know, where do I want to go eat? I wanted this fucking skyline overlooking the city restaurant. Let me do that. I'm going to order the most expensive scotch and the most expensive champagne. Just got to get that all out of my system.
And Yuri has a bad divorce. Elon. So it's not like you're going to clean up on it either. So that is a good fucking call.
And if he wears the cowboy hat, it kind of works for him. So.
It definitely works for him.
Exactly. I'm all about it. Mm-hmm.
I'm all about it.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you for humoring my question.
And then you got to marry Elon. He's just sweet.
Yes.
His
own awkward, creepy way. Don't name children with him,
He's a little creepy.
Don't name children with him, but... marry him. Yeah. You're going to get a letter from California saying, no.
We as California, no.
Veto. Asshole.
Oh, man. He made that, I made a meme with one of his, like, interviews, like, a while ago that was, like, it was like a Dateline or somebody was interviewing him, and they're, like, I think they were talking about his idols, how they talk shit on him. And how disappointed he was, and he started, like, tearing up. He's like, did you think that they would support you? And he's like, well, I was hoping so. Like, he was all super sad. And then so I took a little chunk of that interview, and I just put, like, you know, when you leave your brewery for a new one, and everybody's like talking shit, kind of deal. I forgot how I worded it exactly,
That's
but it was
so
like along the lines
funny.
Of that. But it's so true. You can leave and everybody's like, oh, fuck that. You know, now the beer's going to suck and all this.
That's hysterical.
People hate.
Many of these memes are you making yourself versus finding? So most of these you're making yourself too?
Yeah, like 98% of them.
Are you kidding me?
Most of them are all me.
What?
And then and anybody who did make it, they always get credit.
Oh,
refuse to ever.
I have seen that.
Even
yeah.
if someone...
Yeah, it's just,
even if someone doesn't want credit, it'll just put, I'll straight up put submitted by an anonymous Wrangler. Like,
yeah.
I haven't had one of those in a while because normally, most for the most part, everybody wants their credit. Like,
validation.
Like, hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Stand by for validation. Stand by for validation. Yep, that's just, yeah. I love it. It's almost like a little mini, tiny, quickie, like 2 second TV show because it's like they'll send it to me. I'm like, all right. We got it queued up, ready to go on at 9:30 tomorrow morning, Wednesday. We're going to hit this off right. And like, yeah, like, because I have my peak times and stuff. Like, I mean, you know how it is. You do social media and like, yeah, like, so yeah, I queue it up, everything. But yeah, anybody who ever, if there's ever a meme that I didn't make, they will always get credit, 100%.
That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't know the percentage was that high. And again, it's all assumption. It's like, I don't fucking know you. And of course, you know, I'm always like your shit. I'm always trying to repost, you know, because it's genuinely so fucking funny. And never in my wildest dreams did I think that the person who was clever enough to make the page and to be is actually also creating the content and the fucking logo. And, you know, it's just,
we had really
amazing.
Low expectations, is what
we
we're
had
saying.
Super low
yeah,
expectations.
Yeah, that's
very
that's,
low.
So that's what all
you see
I'm
who
getting.
I'm working with.
I'm totally.
So it's like, okay.
I can be so much better.
I love it though. I love it. Always under promise and over deliver.
Yeah,
folks.
Man. So with that being said, like, what's on the agenda for Wart Wrangler in the next couple years, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, other than just growing, still having fun no matter what, like, I never want to overthink never think ahead of myself with, or I guess think more of myself. Mm-hmm. I know at the end of the day, I have to keep, you know, making people laugh and making people mm-hmm. enjoy their workday, so that's never going to go away.
And you enjoy
always,
it.
Always, that is priority, whether it's I need to give myself, like, a couple hours each night, or, like, an hour each night before I go to bed to make sure I have to line something up, or, yeah, I throughout the day, I'll like, I don't let it affect my work day, but if I have an idea, I just write in my notes really quick and then get to it later.
Right.
And then Photoshop it or whatever. And then, but yeah, no, those will always keep coming. But the page is evolving. There is some sketches, stuff like that. That's the next step. I'm excited. This is the first time kind of announcing it too. So talking about, yeah, doing some sketches, having some fun stuff. I've been like writing, working with other comics.
Hmm. Are they going to be beer oriented or are mm-hmm, they? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beer oriented sketches.
Very cool.
I'm super fortunate to have like the community having my back. So I want to do everything I can to entertain them. And, you know, they deserve their own shit too. You know, like we don't. Instead, don't give us these bullshit Netflix specials or these Netflix shows of like Bruise Brothers.
Oh my God.
It was horrible.
They tried.
I literally, I'm like, just fucking give me a tiny budget. I bet you I could. Yeah, that breaks my heart.
Honestly,
let me know if you start working on that.
The industry, you guys definitely could pull together a team. Not even just buttering your muffin. You fucking definitely could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely want to, yeah, do. So there's going to be some stuff like that coming out soon-ish. I have that. Obviously, like working on the more media stuff. I'm really excited to be working with this new seltzer company. That's kind of a new fun. I'm working with a couple different brands, but this one in particular touches like my soul more because it's. I'm working with somebody from Mexico that wants to. We're really pushing. It's a really cool thing to do for our culture. So I'm really excited
about
that.
Dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. So. Just doing media stuff, always going to be designing stuff, more merch and shit. And that's kind of where I'm at now the next couple of years. Just better and better content, better, you know, doing work in media. And then also, there's like the I'm having a lot of different fun with like with merchandise, obviously, and comedy shows. Mm. For those of you that don't know, I did the Brewlympics. That was super fun.
Oh, yeah. Heard you talk about that on the show, man.
Yeah. It was super, super fun. It might be too soon. I really wanted to do a winter one in December, but I'm literally going to figure that out if that's going to happen this week or not, or this coming week. I'm going to figure that shit out. But either way, that's going to happen every year. Brewlympics is going to be bigger, badder, full-on fest. people can go show up, and even the ones if you're not in the beer industry, it's still super fun to watch everybody because I have comedians as the sports commentators.
Oh my god, that's genius!
That's awesome.
It was so much fucking fun, so much fucking fun. Like even during the Stein cult holding, like, I brought this guy Tim Hill. He's one of my favorite comics here in San Diego, and he was. it was just like they were like maybe like I don't know 20 seconds into it, and it was like kind of quiet. He's like, all right, I'm at the edge of my seat here.
Like, just, oh, that's so funny. Why don't more people do that? It's like the last big MMA fight, you know, when it was like the hysterical commentators, and you're like, where have you been my whole life? Like, I'm way more likely to watch this and stay more into it if I'm also laughing during it. I don't need you to give me a play by play.
Like when Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart are doing the Olympics. Oh my God, so good. If you haven't seen that,
they really did.
They did it with rock climbing, and they were like, yeah, you can't put your toe on a foot.
Oh, shut the
like,
hell
you
up.
That's not, that's, you can't do that. And I was just like,
I didn't even know. That's funny. See?
Yeah.
Genius. Genius.
Yeah, it's super fun. So that's definitely coming back. I'm going to join up too. I'll be jumping in and out of the commentating. But it's going to be, like I said, because it's going to be fun for people competing, people that are going that work at the brewery to cheer for the brewery, but also people who drink at that brewery and favor that brewery. They come rep the brewery and scream and shout and BSG sponsors. So BSG actually provides. Yeah, they've been they provided some hops. They actually got a shit ton of hops. The first, second, and third place. And we just basically just throw a massive party and just get the whole industry in on it.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, so definitely more stuff like that. Definitely more industry-related events, too. I'm just trying to be as creative as I possibly can around them. I'm actually planning some, too, with my own spot that I'm working at right now with residents. So there'll be some stuff like right there, too, coming out. But I just feel like craft beer can be way more entertaining than what it is right now.
Absolutely.
Hands down, man.
Yep.
Couldn't agree more.
Siri, you're preaching to the choir. So anything you need, you know,
you've been killing it too with the TikToks. I've been seeing the TikToks and like this is good shit. This is super fucking perfect.
You're like the only person I tag in anything, I swear to God. Because I'm like, if he just puts that on the story, that's enough validation for me. So I'm like, yes, I fucking made it, Mom.
We all love it. Moral of this podcast, moral of the story for this episode is validation, folks. It's okay.
It's okay. People love it.
It's okay. If you post 1,000 selfies, that's fine.
That's
like
fine.
Just be honest with yourself. Be honest. Be honest. You want some validation?
Just
you
don't
enjoy
tag
it.
Me
we,
in the
everybody
butthole
enjoys
pics.
It.
Just don't tag me in the butthole pics. I don't know if you know. You know, you get tagged in a lot of shit all the time. Sometimes it's some bitty, and it's a beer can in between her ass cheeks, and I'm like, you know, tag me in all your beer selfies except that one. It's validation. If you're looking at me to validate that, I'm not going to fucking do it.
It
makes a really weird Tuesday. I'm opening my phone and woman in public's line behind me. I'm so sorry.
What are you looking at?
Oh, man. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of amazing stuff coming up. Like I said, you know, if you ever need us to just help spread the word, you definitely have your own fucking fan base and following, and you're doing the damn thing on your own. But
yeah, man.
You know, you have our support. We're big fans for a long ass time, so
I genuinely appreciate it. I really do. Like, and I I love this community, love you guys. I heard the other, like, one thing too that was like just kind of like lit me up was I heard your podcast when you shouted me out.
Then you brought up
my bio, and then hearing you laugh about my bio, I'm like, because for a second, I literally was facing a little bit of trouble that week. Somebody messaged me this long message of how it was very demeaning bio, and they thought, like, you should really rethink your bio. It's not okay. Yeah, and I'm all like, well, first of all, anybody can be a hooker. That's pretty sexist of you. If you think one type of gender can be a hooker.
Right, just because it's illegal doesn't mean it's not a gainful thing of employment.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a proud hooker. All right.
That is so, that makes me feel good too. And just fucking awesome that you even heard us talking about that.
Just like, little old us.
I was like, ooh, yeah. Ooh, that's cool. So seriously.
I love it. I love it. And then, I probably should bring it up too. I have the Mash Pit. The Mash Pit is my podcast.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Yeah. I'm super excited for I took a little hiatus because getting my shit in order with the new job and everything. Yeah. But coming back, I found out I'm in the top 10 in Sweden for arts, and I think top.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's amazing!
I hit number one in El Salvador for food.
Oh my god,
it's super cool! I'm super super stoked on the United States. See, I'm always kind of around the 30s, but I'll jump down here and there with the food category because I don't put myself in the comedy category because there's no fucking way. I'm competing with
big category.
With Bill Burr and Burr Kreischer and all that. There's too many fucks. So I'm I'm going to go where all the boring ones are. Where is that? Food! There we go.
Why do you think we went into true crime? Give me a break. Last question. Who's your favorite serial killer?
Favorite serial killer? Shit. I mean... do breweries count? I get it because they put cereal in beer. No, that was a horrible joke. That was a horrible dad
womp,
joke.
Womp, womp, womp.
Swing and a miss, folks. Swing and a miss.
I laugh at everything, but I laughed.
I would say cereal. I don't know off the top of my head. I have to say I'm a major Dexter fan. My ringtone is Dexter. Yeah. So if there's any kind of character like that that kills horrible people, that's
probably somebody it's based off of.
Yeah, maybe we'll cover that next week because there is literally a Dexter killer who was so obsessed with him and he was a huge piece of shit that he got caught immediately and the detectives thanked him for making it so easy to catch him.
Thank you. You just provided our next content.
Shit.
So.
Okay, yeah, you guys have to do that. I'm going to listen in on that one.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, let's do that. And then... whatchamacallit? We have to get something. So I'll pitch this with you because I'm enjoying. I'm having a good time. I'm doing.
Oh yeah.
For the Mash Pit. I've done Halloween specials. We got to do a Halloween special with my buddy Nick Guerra. He has a show called True Crime or no not true but Scary Stories with Scary Stories with Nick and Edie or Edie and Nick.
Nice.
Yeah, Edie is she's another comic. They date, but she has her own show. It's kind of like a, it's just they talk about more paranormal stuff.
That's
and things
cool.
like that.
Oh yeah,
and So they definitely get into the creepy stuff. But I've always wanted to do a Halloween special with him. And then since you folks are into the creepy crazy shit too, this could definitely work out.
That was super fun. Man.
Yeah. Last year's one was more of a skit. I summoned the spirit of an old brewery, of a dead brewery. And it was actually because it was a really shitty one that closed down in San Diego called Wet and Reckless. So it was called Reckless, but they used to be called Wet.
What?
Obviously, you can tell there's problems.
What?
They completely fucked themselves. They had horrible beer names. It was a whole thing.
Wow.
I'll just leave it at that. Right? Google it, folks. You'll find out why yeah, they why
you gotta
they
try.
Did some stuff. Yeah. but I summoned the spirit of them, and we did demonic voice and everything.
I love it. Dude, send the script.
It's so in.
Yeah.
Send me the script.
Yeah, but this time though, we can definitely. There's so much cool shit to talk about.
There really is. There really is.
Haunted bars, haunted breweries.
There's so many haunted breweries. So many. So,
yeah. I'm considering
people.
I don't know if I can line it up for Nick and I to go stay the night somewhere super haunted in San Diego and just record there. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh my god, yeah. Oh, you definitely can find somewhere. Easy.
Yeah, I'm gonna do my research and then we'll just tune in with you guys.
Deal.
That'd be fun.
That'd be awesome, dude. We can't wait.
Yeah, and thank you again for coming on. We really appreciate it so much, and this was a blast.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you folks too. No, this is fucking. It's so much fun, interacting and connecting with everybody in this industry. But I appreciate the shit out of you guys,
dude. And vice versa, man. And if you guys are listening, please go check him out at Wart Wrangler on Instagram and the Mash Pit on Spotify, Apple. Any other platforms on that one?
Yeah.
All of them?
Just the big ones. Yep. Yeah, Spotify, Apple. I think I'm on Amazon, all that.
Nice.
All that stuff. Yeah, no, I think that's it for now. Not too hipster yet. I want to go vinyl soon. But
there you go. I'm going.
Dave
old.
Chappelle did his stuff on vinyl. That's
did
pretty
he really?
Cool.
Nice. We're going to 10K release stream soon. So. Huh.
Fuck. Yeah, yeah, he has his podcast on vinyl, or cool. You can listen to it like digitally. But yeah, no, that's like that guy's a legend.
That's pretty badass.
Hell yeah, man! Well, thank you so much for joining us.
And keep enjoying your pumpkin spice latte. Yeah. We'll leave you it.
Yeah, as you can see, I'm a slow sipper when it comes to coffee. Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Anything else you guys needed to shout out or anything?
No, just our usual. Follow Sticker Wolf.
That's follow us on stuff. That's our sticker plug.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
And
you
if you need some stickers, go check them out. They're dope.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well, yeah, I always need stickers.
Well, thanks again. And again, follow Wart Wrangler, and we will see you guys next time.
Yeah, toodles.
Toodles. Dead. Dead.